All right, so we're going to dive into the show. Questions that I get. So the first question I get is, I actually got this from my brother. My brother messaged me, and I'm not going to go through the text because he and I send each other a bunch of crazy stuff. But he asked me the other day, he goes, Taylor, why do I get DMs from recruiters? And they go, hey, I would love to talk to you about a Fortune 100 company. And my brother goes, isn't the next question with everybody, who's the company? Like, why don't just tell us that? And so what I told him is that recruiters keep DMs and emails vague. And the reason why we keep it vague is because we want y'all to respond back and ask questions, because what we do is we know if you ask questions, we can get you on the phone, get your resume, get you into our system, and hit a specific metric and goal. So that is why we keep all of our messages and emails super vague. We don't share salaries. Like, here's the deal, right? When I started recruiting, I legit was scared to share company name, salary, the type of job, if it's contract to hire, direct hire, because you know why? I wanted so bad to talk to you on the phone. Now, I will tell you this, a lot of recruiters are slimy and shady, right? That's why we do it. I actually just wanted to talk to you and actually make friends with you, but I dealt with that as well. I'm not sitting here saying I never dealt with it. I dealt with it as well. I did not want to share information with job seekers and the chance that they would not want to talk to me, right? So that is why we do what we do from that perspective. So I'm gonna ask another question. Let's see here. This is coming in from Sean. Why do recruiters insist on getting on a call with you to discuss a position when all they've given you up front is the point as a job title and a few vague words, which hardly qualifies as a job description? I agree to you. I'd literally never get anything else done during the day if I answered all these. Again, same thing, right? The vagueness allows the recruiters to get you on the call. I will also tell you this. This is why I created the 10 questions to stump a recruiter on my website. The reason why I created that form is because when a recruiter messages you something vague, be like, hey, Mr. or Mrs. Recruiter, thank you so much for your DM. Can you please answer these 10 questions for me? That is the reason why I created that form, because I wanted some sort of a screening tool for you, for the job seeker, to weed out the bad ones. I've had a ton of developers use that. They've DM'd me to recruiters and the recruiters never responded back, because again, they don't know anything. Also, I will tell you this. I would ask the recruiter that you are working with, hey, listen, do you have the manager notes? Right? The manager notes, the intake call notes are incredibly important. If you get this long, drawn out job description and it's like HR generated and it looks just ridiculous, ask the recruiter, hey, Mr. or Mrs. Recruiter, do you have the intake call notes or the spec notes or the manager call notes? Because if they're doing it the right way, they should have the notes directly from the hiring manager. That's what my team does. We always jump on a call with a hiring manager. If a hiring manager sends us a job description, that's not enough. My entire team jumps on a call. We jump on a call and then we spec out the role. So we have all those notes. Now, those notes may only be 2 to 3 sentences, right? Because sometimes the manager goes, I just need this and I need this skill set and that's it. Right. But I would ask for those. That's incredibly important. Let's see here. Another question is, why do recruiters think it's okay to waste half an hour of your time on the phone asking questions they don't know, they don't understand the answers to, then drill in about what a great fit you are? Like, they're able to accurately assess your technical skill sets, knowledge, and experience, LOL. Only to insist they cannot tell you the name of the company they're allegedly hiring for. What's that all about? So the art of interviewing a candidate is tough, right? Some recruiting firms have like a laundry list of questions you have to ask. My team is, we just have a conversation like, hey, where are you at? Where do you want to go? What are your main skill sets? Like that type of thing. But for me, I would say like, hey, listen, like if you're going to ask me all this stuff, like shoot me an email, right? All of this stuff can be in an email. Can we just have a conversation, right? But again, if a recruiter is just hounding you with all of these prefixed questions, They don't know what they're doing, right? I get on a call with developers for 7 minutes. Hey, listen, tell me about yourself. All right, what do you want to do? All right, where are your main skill sets? All right, cool. Where you at salary-wise? All right, great. You good? We good? Let's go, right? 7 minutes. Not long at all. Now, I get hazed by my team, but that's a whole nother daggum story because I'm so quick with interviewing. But at the end of the day, again, it's all about fit, right? I had a live show with Kyle Allen, who runs our entire office, I think a week or two ago. It's all the vibe. It's a vibe. And I know that I'm just kind of joking, but I'm kind of not. Like, you have to enjoy, you have to enjoy the person you are working with. What else? Why do recruiters demand your resume almost immediately when A, we all know they don't read them? That's for the A, that's what the ATS is for. If they did read them, they wouldn't understand them anyway. I've yet to talk to a recruiter with who I can have a sensible and technical conversation about what I do, how I do it, and why I do what I do. They just don't get it. So why do they think they're qualified to assess someone based upon a document that, if they were honest, they admit they don't understand? Listen, another good one. The reason why we ask for resumes immediately is because we got to get your information into our system for metrics. Does everybody kind of see like a theme with this thing? Does everybody see this theme? It's a theme. It's metrics. It's numbers. It's systems, right? That is why we do what we do, right? And so, again, it is because of the systems, because of the numbers we have in place. We try to get information from you without knowing you. When recruiters need to know, if we spent the time just getting to know the person, we'd probably get more information, right? But again, we're not trained that way. Our industry is not trained that way. Caleb, what's going on, man? It's so good to see you. Thank you for tuning in. So another question. Why do recruiters, I like this question. This is a great question. Why do recruiters insist on knowing where else you've applied or have interviewed? I can guess, but it's an example of how the relationship is one way. If you don't comply, you're immediately ghosted. The reason why recruiters do this is because we try to find out where you're interviewing. We send that lead to our salespeople so we can go get that business. Now, you're probably saying, Taylor, that is sleazy, that is slimy. Listen, we do it because we need to know what's going on. That's not going to disqualify you though, right? A lot of times like candidates, listen, we're not going to like daggum disqualify you. I have a lot of candidates that are like, hey, no, I don't want to tell you where I'm interviewing. I'm like, listen, I'm not going to like go behind your back and disqualify you anywhere. Like, we don't do that. But if company A is hiring and we have the relationship and that manager just didn't call us this time, like, we need to know. We need to know. And so, again, that is why we do that, is because we try to get market intel. I mean, really, one, we try to get market intel. But also, two, we try to go get that business, right? And listen, that happens with the job seeker side too, right? So I tell all my candidates, right, if you have seen my stuff, if as a job seeker, you should always check in with the recruiter. If you get a job opportunity in your local area and your favorite recruiter did not call you about it, they probably are working on it too. They just haven't gotten to you yet. And so you need to check in with them. Same thing from the other side. The reason why we ask about where you're interviewing is because maybe that manager just didn't call us this time. And so we can check in with like, hey, Mr. Manager, listen, like, we can help you. And we got that information from you, right? So that is why we ask for that information. So all that being said, y'all, listen, I just want to help you all a little bit this morning. Becky, Jordan, John, Caleb, thank y'all for tuning in this morning. All four of y'all, I appreciate it. It means a lot. We're a little light on a Friday, which I get. People don't really log in on Fridays, but I'm going live every day. That's my promise. Every day from here on out, Monday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. ish. Maybe we'll change some times on the days I have unicorn finders. But again, thank y'all for tuning in. I appreciate it. Again, if you need me, text me 615-235-5650. That is my daily text message platform that I'm going to send you one text a day to elevate your career. TaylorDustin.com. Resume templates, 10 questions to set up a recruiter, all that stuff, right? Hot jobs, that's a little behind. I'm working on my website, trying to get that updated. But I appreciate you all. Have a great Friday. I appreciate it. What's going on? Abdul, what's going on? It's good to see you. Man, looking great in that tie. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. If you need me, please post this. I think there is some really pertinent information in this talk that other people need to hear. So if you really, really like it, post it, comment on it. But again, thank you all for your support. I appreciate it. Yes, Becky, this is one of the few times I can make it live. Hey, listen, that's what I'm saying, right? I don't really care about how many people watch this. I just want to give back information because if one person, if Becky got information, if Becky learned something from this talk, I did my job. Y'all have a great, great weekend. I appreciate y'all a ton. We'll see y'all Monday.